India looked up from her casebook. Dr. Gifford was standing in the doorway to the Varden Street examination room.
"I was visited in my Harley Street office this morning by a Mrs. Elizabeth Little. She informed me that her daughter came to you here requesting a contraceptive device, and that you supplied it. Is this true, Dr. Jones?"
India remembered Alice Little. She'd said that she was married, that she had 3 children and couldn't afford any more.
"It is, sir," she said.
She did not like Dr. Gifford, but she had never lied to him and would not start now.
"If you'll allow me to explain..."
"You may clear out your desk. I will not be requiring your services any longer."
India felt as if she'd been slapped. She was being dismissed. She would have no job, no income. For a few seconds, she couldn't speak.
"But Dr. Gifford, why?" she said, finally finding her voice.
"You know perfectly well why. You know that I do not sanction the use of contraceptives. Sexual congress is solely for the creation of children. That is God's plan."
"Then why do so many of those children die? Is that part of God's plan?" she said.
The words were out of her, sudden and sharp, before she could stop them. Their vehemence startled her. It startled Dr. Gifford, too.
"They die because of the slovenliness, drunkenness, and idleness of their parents," he retorted.
India laughed. 2 months ago, she might have said the same thing. Before Whitechapel. Before Miss Milo and tiny Harry Coburn. Before Sid.
"Dr. Gifford, have you ever seen a mother of 6 try to raise her children in 2 small rooms? She asked, rising from her chair. "How is she to keep them clean with no money to buy coal to heat water? How is she to feed them on £1 a week?
Do not change the subject. The use of contraceptives is immoral. It's unconscionable to dispense these devices to any woman, never mind to one who was unmarried and unstable."
India came around the desk.
"What is unconscionable, sir, is your refusal to acknowledge the suffering caused to women by constant childbearing and to their children by chronic poverty."
"That will be all, Dr. Jones. You will be hearing from the authorities of the British Medical Association. I intend to have your license revoked. Leave my premises immediately."
You wouldn't do that. You can't,"
India whispered, stunned.
"I never should have hired you, Dr. Jones," he said acidly. "This is what comes of allowing women to study medicine.